Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. او الله عز وجل, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our sustainer, our provider, our cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, may Allah Kareem make this day mubarak for one and all. May our supplications be accepted through the blessings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We have a discussion, dear viewers, on our program, A Deep Valley in Hell, is our discussion on the program called Treasures of Wisdom. Allah Kareem has prepared everything in pairs, just as we have night, we have the day, we have good health, we have bad health. Likewise, Allah Kareem has prepared Jannah for those who perform virtuous deeds, and hell is for those people who are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a complete description have been given in the Holy Quran Pak with regards to hell itself. This is our discussion, and specifically speaking, a certain valley in the hell, which is our discussion for this afternoon, dear viewers, simply because we want to avoid those actions and things that can lead us to this valley in hell. What are those actions that we're not supposed to be doing? How can one protect himself and his family from entering this place, which is a very horrific place, dear viewers? The entire description has been mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak and blessed ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And it's part of our routine to recite durood and salawat upon Nabi Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there are numerous blessings of doing so. Please partake in the recitation of durood Pak, and thereafter we will move towards our discussion.
Salli ala Muhammadin. روشن زمانہ ہو گیا آمن مصطفیٰ ہی روشن زمانہ ہو گیا جس کے حضور ہو گئے اس کا زمانہ ہو گیا پڑھیے صلی علی نبی صلی علی محمد صلی علی حبیبنا صلی علی محمد گلیوں میں گھوم گھوم کر کے خاک مدینہ چوم کر کے گلیوں میں گھوم گھوم کر کے خاک مدینہ چوم کر کے آنکھوں سے بھی لگائے آج
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ. The blessings of reciting درود پاک is beyond our imagination, dear viewers. Subhanallah, one will be rewarded immensely on the Day of Judgment for reciting excessively and abundantly durood. Salutations and salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, one hadith states, the closest person to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who had recited the most amount of durood pa. Subhanallah. One hadith says, when two Muslims meet and greet each another, and after doing so, due to the love of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they recite Durood-e Pak. Before they separate from each another, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons their past and their future sins. Subhanallah. Why should we not recite Durood-e Pak, dear viewers? Subhanallah. However, alhamdulillah, our discussion, a deep valley in hell. Allahu Akbar. Before we even reach there, the first discussion and the first portion of our discussion is about hell itself, dear viewers, and the Quran has guided us, helped us to understand, because it is a place which where you and I, and we all dislike being at. It's a place where we seek refuge in Allah Azza wa Jal daily, that Ya Allah Kareem, protect us from the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. We seek refuge in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from these, from the destruction and from the horrific scenes of hell itself, dear viewers. So what the Quran had mentioned about this place, dear viewers of Madani Channel, firstly, in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 24, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim,
فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ.
then fear the fire whose fuel is humans and stones. Allah, Allah, Allah. In this blessed verse, dear viewers, the horrific nature of hell has been described. Yes or no? Allahu Akbar. Allah Kareem has stated, fear the fire whose fuel is humans and stones. The fire of hell is so dreadful that its fuel, it's humans and stones, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. The fire in this world may heat some stones, but it does not burn them down, dear viewers. However, the fire of hell is so alarming and so intense that it will even burn stones. Allahu Akbar. So there are other verses that explicitly explain us about the hellfire itself. If we have to look into the hellfire and a brief introduction about the fire of hell itself, firstly remember, dear viewers, hell is a place where the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jalla is manifested. In fact, according to the summary of some narrations, the sparks of hell will fly as high as lofty palaces. Humans and stones will be its fuel. The fire of this world is one part of the 70 parts of the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar. It is stated, the one who will suffer the least punishment in hell will wear shoes of fire, due to which his brains will boil like a copper pot. In fact, he will think he is suffering the most severe torment, while in reality, the torment will be the lightest for him, dear viewers. In fact, in one hadith, it is mentioned that even the world's fire, whose heat and intensity we all are aware of. So the fire of the dunya supplicates to Allah Kareem not to be returned to hell. Can you imagine, dear viewers? This was some of its description, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Sadly, it's astonishing how humans, how is it possible that after listening to some narrations and ahadith about the hellfire, how alarming it is, how horrific and how dangerous it is out there in the hellfire, but Muslims are not found making preps to protect themselves from this fire, which is Nar, which is the hellfire, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Allahu Akbar. We make no attempt to flee from that fire whose fuel is humans and stones, dear viewers of Madini Channel. In fact, I want to present this beautiful narration. Hazrat Sayyiduna Amr bin As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he has narrated that out of desperation and due to the torment, the people of hell will call out to the angel Sayyiduna Malik alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyiduna Malik alayhi salatu wasalam is appointed at the gates of the hell, and he will not respond to them for 40 years. He will not respond to the hell dwellers for 40 years. After which, when he will reply, what would he say? Innakum makithun. Indeed, you are to remain here, yani forever. Then the people of hell will begin calling upon Allah Kareem. But Allah Azza wa Jalla will also not respond to them. Finally, after a long period, it will be said to them, remain in hell dispersed. Do not speak to me. Allahu Akbar. So reflect on how terrifying is hell, dear viewers. They are the things that have been revealed to us through traditions, through narrations, ahadith and Quran that we understand. Otherwise, if you look deeper into the blessed ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in one noble hadith it is mentioned, however much you can recall hell, or whatever you imagine about hell itself, it is more severe than that as well. Allahu Akbar, Allah Karam Farmai, Allah Raham Farmai. May Allah Kareem shower mercy on our souls, dear viewers, and protect us from the hellfire. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam shed tears for the guidance of this ummah. He supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Now let's listen to another hadith of our beloved Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, O people, make every effort to attain paradise and flee from hell with all your might. Our Aqa says, indeed, the seeker of paradise is never heedless, and the one fleeing from hell never sleeps negligently. Allah, 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 Allah. Our Aqa and Master, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of this Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, surely the hereafter full of undesirable things. What this means, dear viewers, undesirable, it means to be successful in the hereafter, one must abandon carnal desires. Allahu Akbar. While the world is filled with pleasures and desires, hence the beloved Rasul says, do not let the pleasures and desires of this world distract you from the hereafter. So the hereafter is free from these things, dear viewers. Flee from the hellfire with all your might and make the preps for Jannah, subhanallah. Thus the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practically shown us, and his Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, he led those examples to teach us how to protect ourselves, our souls, our iman, our lives from those evil vices that would contaminate our iman, that would take away our iman. Allah Kareem and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have guided us in the Holy Quran Park to be away from those actions which would lead us to that special valley in hell, which is known as wail, dear viewers. The Quran explicitly mentions about wail itself. Would you like to listen to some ayat? Allahu Akbar. Let's listen to the valley of hell, or to the valley of wail itself. It is said, dear viewers, the valley of wail is extremely terrifying and is filled with various kinds of torment. In some traditions, it is mentioned that wail is a well in which the blood and the pus of the inhabitants of hell will be collected. Astaghfirullah. May Allah protect us. May Allah help us. May Allah save us. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith said, when the disbelievers are casted into hell, they will remain in the valley of wail for 40 years before they even fall into the depths of hell itself. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Ata bin Yasar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates the valley of wail. The valley of wail in hell is so horrific that if mountains were thrown into it, they would melt from its heat, dear viewers. This is the valley of wail. I understand very well that sometimes we dislike to hear things that would make us sad. But listening to these narrations and traditions, listening to these riwayat and accounts is extremely important so that we could protect ourselves. It's only when you would learn about some place where you should not be, you would perform the actions that would not lead you there, dear viewers. The path leading to the hellfire are surrounded by desires. Don't we fulfill our carnal desires? Don't we follow our nafs? And the nafs is taking us all to this valley which is known as wail, dear viewers. The beloved Rasul cried and supplicated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, Allah
جس راہ چل دیے کوچے بسا دیے ہیں ان کی مہمہ دل دل
اللہ اکبر. Now look at the deeds that makes one deserving of the hell itself, dear viewers, especially of wail. Who is deserving of this horrific valley of wail? What are the evil deeds that lead to this valley, dear viewers? Do you want to listen? Then listen to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one verse states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنَ النَّارِ.
So woe to the disbelievers from the fire. Thus, disbelief, kufr, is a cause that makes one deserving of the valley of wail, which is situated in Jahannam, in the hellfire. Kufr, disbelief. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We thank Allah Azza wa Jalla that we have Iman. We have Islam. But remember, merely being a Muslim is not enough to save us from hell, dear viewers. Just being a Muslim is not enough to save us from the hell and make us deserving of Jannah. Allahu Akbar, rather it is essential to leave this world with our faith intact. Allahu Akbar. Yahi to shart hai, yahi to condition hai, yahi to sabse badi baat hai. Innamal a'malu bil khawateem, that actions are dependent upon the end result. Therefore, we must always be concerned about the about saving our iman, about protecting our faith. Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us with this, with the world's greatest treasure, with the world's greatest gift, which is faith. We should value it. We should be grateful for it. At the same time, we should have hatred towards kufr, towards disbelief. This should not be the case that we partake in actions that lead to kufr, but the heart wants to go to Jannah. The body wants to go to Jannah. The desires are all for Jannah, but the actions are according to the evildoers, dear viewers of Madini channel. How is it possible? So kufr is something that we should protect ourselves from at all times. Look at those things that easily we say and we can become a kafir. It is said any person washes his hands of his iman. There are so many actions and there are so many things that we all do, dear viewers. And there is no feeling, there is no efforts put in protecting the iman and saving your deeds from being contaminated. That's point number one. Point number two, that can lead you to this valley in hell, which is known as wail. Allah Kareem speaks about in the Quran Pak about measurement and weights. People who are in business dealing with weights, huh? You're selling some item as wheat or vegetables that you weigh them before selling them. If cheating and deceiving is done in this way as well, a person is deserving of wail in the hellfire. How many Muslims out there have cheated already? Thousands of people. This has been happening for the last 1,400 years, dear viewers. Thus, this verse has been revealed. Allah Kareem states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ.
Allahu Akbar. Woe to the defrauders, those who when taking measures from people seek it in full, and when they measure for them or weigh for them, they lessen. Allahu Akbar. So it is evident that those who cheat in weights and measures are also deserving of the valley of wail in hell. Openly the Quran speaks about this. If you open Siratul Jinan, dear viewers, you would learn that weights and measures are of great importance. Yes, it is of great importance, as almost all people have to deal with buying and selling. Yes or no, to some extent, right? Allahu Akbar. And most transactions are based on weighing and measuring as well, which is why it's important, or its reasons have been mentioned and emphasized at multiple places in the Holy Quran Pak and books of Ahadith. When you cheat a person, when you are taking, you take in full, but when you're giving lesser than you're supposed, you're giving lesser as compared to what you're supposed to be giving. Now this builds, or this breaks the trust between people. Jiha, it may increase the business, but it removes the blessing from the business when you cheat, dear viewers of Madini channel. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem protect us in this world and in the hereafter, that we must ever be indulged in these actions. Allahu Akbar. So cheating in weights and measures brings severe and painful punishment in this world as well as in the hereafter. Make tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Especially when we are selling meat at times, frozen items, it's put on the scale, its weight is measured, sometimes due to lots of ice or because of not being defrosted, the weight of that item becomes heavier than normal, dear viewers. Besides, people who put weights under the measuring cups to make it more heavier, to make it seem as if it's heavy, yet there's less items kept in it. All these are various ways of cheating and deceiving people. Islam does not promote this. Look at the beauty of Islam. Islam is wanting for you to be a good human, for you and I, for us to be obedient humans. Allahu Akbar. But the misfortune of cheating in weights and measures Allahu Akbar has always been there, unfortunately. In fact, there was a very pious wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is stated that when he says, I went to visit a neighbor who used to sell wheat. So he says, as I sat by his bedside, I heard him repeatedly saying, two mountains of fire, two mountains of fire. So when I inquired from his family, they told me that he had two measuring cups, one of which he used to use for measuring a large amount when buying wheat, and the other a smaller one when selling the wheat. Allahu Akbar. So when he's buying, he would use the bigger cup, and when he's selling to public, he would use a smaller cup. This wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla said, then I understood that those two cups were appearing to him in the form of two huge mountains of fire. So he was actually seeing the adab of Allah Azza wa Jalla. May Allah Kareem protect us from the sins of cheating in weights and measures, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. If only the love of the world would leave our hearts, believe me. Allahu Akbar. It is only the love of wealth that leads people to commit various sins like this. If you don't love the money, you would never cheat the person. And if the love of the wealth has entered into the heart, then get rid of it and spend that wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give it as donation and charity, because your heart will be with your wealth wherever it is. And once it's invested in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, you will be rewarded with good intentions. May Allah Kareem forgive us, dear viewers. Forgive us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So, another important point and guideline again, Allah Kareem doesn't want us to reach veil. Allah Kareem wants us to be protected from veil and wants for us to perform those actions that will lead us to Jannah. Thus, the third evil deed that makes one deserving of the valley of veil in hell is negligence in prayers. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Now, in the 30th para, Allah Kareem states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ.
So woe to such people who pray, who are heedless of their prayer. Now this makes it clear that those who are negligent in offering their salah, their prayers, are deserving of the dreadful valley of veil in the hellfire. Not offering salah regularly is a problem. Not praying at the proper time is a problem, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Not properly fulfilling the obligations and necessary actions of the prayer is also something that is happening all the time. Not praying in congregation without a valid excuse. Allah, 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 Allah. Are these excuses going to be heard? What excuses do we have? Being indifferent to prayer, or offering prayers in public but abandoning them in private. Astaghfirullah. How unfortunate. There are many forms of negligence towards prayer that people, you know, in society perform them, dear viewers. How many people do not even offer their prayer regularly? I mean, seriously ask yourself this question. How many people miss their prayers because of stupid reasons? The reason could be because of sitting and watching television. What a poor excuse, dear viewers. Some are stuck in traffic, some have headache, some have nose running, and these are the excuses we give for not performing salah. Allahu Akbar. Leave alone offering the obligations and necessary actions of prayer correctly. Many, many, many Muslims do not even have proper knowledge and ilm of these basics, of the basics of prayers, dear viewers. Think and ponder for a moment. We don't have the farz ulum knowledge. How do you expect for your salah to be offered correctly, dear viewers? Many are completely indifferent to their prayers. It's a serious discussion. A serious point of attention is needed here. Some pray occasionally when they feel like, whilst others don't even pray at all. The entire week goes by. Some only read Jum'ah salah. There are some in the world who only read Eid salah. Allahu Akbar. There are some who even miss that salah once in a year. Some offer only two or four prayers and feel satisfied. You know, I have done my salah for the day. I read my fajr, I'm okay. Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha. It seems as if it's forgiven for that person. Some abandon prayer in congregation, don't even read salah in jama'at at all. Yet the masjid would be right next to their homes. Others only go to the masjid, as I said, for Fridays. Think about it, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Remember, dear viewers, prayer is the most essential pillar of the religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this part of the Holy Quran Park states,
فخلف من بعدهم خلف أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات فسوف يلقون غيا.
So the unworthy succeeded them who neglected the prayer and followed desires. So soon they will meet the terrifying valley of ghay in hell. But Allah Kareem says, so the unworthy succeeded them. Who are the unworthy? Allah Kareem described the unworthy people by saying, they are the ones who neglected their prayers and they followed their desires. Two important points to be noted, dear viewers. Neglection of prayer and following of desire are the unworthy people who succeeded. Sayyidina Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he states, Ghay is a valley in hell and its heat and depth are the most intense. Allahu Akbar. In it, there is a well named Haba Haba. When the fire of hell starts to subside, Allah Azza wa Jalla opens the well and the fire blazes intensely as before. It will increase, the flames shall increase, dear viewers. Tremble with fear of Allah Kareem and hasten, Wallah, hasten to repent for your sins. For all the sins we may have committed, the Quran informs us that those who neglect their prayer will be deserving of this terrifying valley in hell. So to understand the terror of this well, stand at the edge of a deep well and then peep into the well. Aapko kaisa lagega? How would the hell appear to be when you stand at the edge or at the brim of the well and then peep into the well? Likewise, dear viewers of Madani Channel, think about being confined in such a well. Could you endure such punishment if somebody has to tell you, I'm going to send you down even with a rope? Allahu Akbar. Definitely, dear viewers, it's a place where you and I would be frightened. So what about the hellfire? What about whale itself? Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, when the disbelievers will be thrown into hell and they will still be in the valley of whale for 40 years before they reach the depths of hell itself, dear viewers. For 40 years they will remain even before they reach the depths of hell. A matter of concern, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. There are other evil deeds that also makes one deserving of this valley of whale. Now let's listen to this ayat as well, inshallah. We make dua to Allah Kareem to grant us istiqamat and salah. Hamari koi bhi namaz qaza na ho. Koi bhi namaz qaza na ho, balki tamam namazi ada ho. Form the habit to advise your children. Every time it's time for salah, if the TV is on, it should go off. If you are busy with your phone or other activities, put it aside and stand for salah and perform your namaz on time. Shaitan would make it seem as if you have enough time to perform your salah. And he would put different ideas in your mind. Ki abhi waqt hai, abhi khana kha lo, ye kar lo, wo kar lo. And then you realize the time has elapsed. Many people have time to read their Asr Salah in the shop or in their factory or businesses before they exit to go home. But then the traffic becomes the bahana and excuse that I was unable to perform my Salatul Asr. How long would it have taken to perform your Salatul Asr and fulfill the command of Allah Azza wa Jal? In one part of the Quran, Allah Kareem states, and glorify Him the most before sunrise and before sunset. When these are the most important times to remember Allah Azza wa Jal to perform His dhikr. Agar dekha jaye to inhi awqat mein hum sabse zyada masroof hua karte hain. The first masroofiyat is for sleeping. We are engrossed and engaged in the deep sleep. So the eyes cannot open at the time of Fajr. And the second time when we are supposed to glorify Allah Azza wa Jalla the most is before sunset. And that's the time we are still indulged in activities such as driving, cooking, feeding, traveling, something. Allahu Akbar. Some happily say, I have performed my qaza salah. It's a regret not to have your salah performed on time. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, just performing qaza and making it a habit to always delay the salah and make it become qaza and then perform your qaza salah, this is also a sin to deliberately miss your salah when you have the time to perform your salah. There are many other vices out there that would take people to the valley of whale. Allahu Akbar. Aur ye wo cheeze hain jo hum khud kar rahe honge, hamare ghar wale kar rahe honge, our wives and children, our parents, everyone is equally indulged in these sins. Do you want to know what sin it is? Then listen, those who are deserving of the valley of whale in hell, who are those people?
The Quran describes those people and says,
وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ.
Woe to every slanderer, backbiter, who amassed wealth and counted it.
Allahu Akbar. Three situations again. The first trait is that he taunts people. The second is backbiting, speaking ill of someone behind their back, and amassing wealth.
Allahu Akbar.
Sadly, these three evils are quite prevalent in our society today. Yes or no, dear viewers? Yeah, they are very much prevalent. Everywhere we see, there's taunting and backbiting going around. Acha, taunting is a thing that you go in school, you'll find it. You go to the universities, you'll find it. You go into our homes, you'll find it. As we enter home after a long day at work, the family is welcoming you with taunting someone else or speaking ill about the neighbor or some person. We are always introduced to this. Even if you are privately sitting in your home, your phone would ring and somebody will make ghibat with you on the phone. So we taunt and we backbite. It's everywhere found. Now what the Quran says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ.
And do not defame one another, nor offend one another with nicknames. Now look at how clearly we are forbidden from taunting and mocking others. Yet sadly, taunting and ridiculing others has become common in our society. It's a global pandemic and problem. A poor person is taunted for his poverty. Allahu Akbar. A person who is not very fair is taunted for his dark skin. He is mocked at. A person who is not very tall and short, he is given a name, shorty. Allahu Akbar. For his height, he is ridiculed. Can you imagine? And by chance, if a person is very tall, for his tallness, he is also ridiculed. A person who is overweight or underweight, he also faces mockery in society. People wouldn't leave him as well. Hum kisi ko kahan chhodte hain? We have left no person, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Those who are childless or uneducated, they are often ridiculed. If a murid, if a disciple makes a mistake, they are mocked by saying, hey, this is the training of your peer sahab. Astaghfirullah. Even if a person is associated with an organization of movement, makes a mistake, the whole movement, the whole tahriq, the whole department is ridiculed and mocked at. Why? We all think we are clean, but to some level and to some extent, we are all in problem. Because Allah Kareem have mentioned this valley of hell, which is known as wail, and it awaits those people who have these problems. So taunting has become a trend in today's society. Unfortunately, people casually make hurtful remarks, shatter and damage and break the hearts of others without even realizing the harm that they are causing. Unfortunately, may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability to refrain from taunting, ridiculing others, causing them pain and takleef. May Allah Kareem grant us protection from shaitan, dear viewers. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah Azza wa Jalla help us. Chalo, backbiting ki baat kar lete hain. Backbiting also makes one deserving of the valley of wail in hell. Allahu Akbar. What is backbiting? Backbiting is when a person's flaws are mentioned behind their back and then jokes are made, dear viewers. Unfortunately, backbiting has become widespread in our society. Allahu Akbar. If two people meet and sit, you know, what happens? Backbiting ke do darwaze wo khul jaya karte hain. And then tail bearing and accusations and all of these vices then start. Allah madad farmaye. Whether it is the shop, whether it is the house, wherever we go, we find people engaged in backbiting. May Allah Azza wa Jalla help us. Now what the Quran says about this?
Ya أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعد الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا إن بعد الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم. O you who believe, refrain from excessive speculation, for some speculation is sinful, and do not spy on each another, nor backbite one another. Would anyone among you like to consume the flesh of his dead brother? So you would loathe it. And fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, Allah is most accepting of repentance, most merciful. Allahu Akbar. It is something that you dislike, yet we indulge in it, dear viewers. Allah Kareem, help us, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. May Allah protect us. May Allah shower mercy upon us all. Backbiting, taunting, slandering, fighting, quarreling are those actions that would lead us to this place. Yes. How many times have we backbitten today from Fajr till now? Backbiting destroys faith. It can lead to a bad end. Actually, those who backbite, supplications of those people are not even accepted. Their du'as are unaccepted. The ruhaniyat and the spiritual light, you know, of the prayers, of your salah, of your roza, and all those actions disappear because of backbiting. You fasted, you remain hungry the entire day. You got some noor and some light from that fasting and roza, but because of ghibat, that noor is gone, that light and shine is gone. Can you imagine? Backbiting is such a grave sin. Unfortunately, our wives, our children, and all the people mostly are indulged in backbiting. Illa masha Allah. Backbiting is the worst thing. Some narrations have mentioned that backbiting is worse than adultery. Allah, Allah, Allah. The person who engages in backbiting commits a greater sin than the one who indulges in usury. Can you imagine? So many things. I'm actually skipping many of it, dear viewers, because time doesn't allow me to go on. But it's important for us to go through those things that backbiting would lead us to. And eventually, you will be thrown into this valley known as whale in the hellfire. Backbiter will be the first person to enter hell. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability to refrain from backbiting, tailbearing, slandering, lying, breaking promises. And what other vices are there that would lead us to the hellfire? Allah Kareem, hamari dua ko aaj ki mubarak din ke sadqe mein qubool farmaye. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our du'as and supplication, dear viewers, and protect us from these things, from these vices. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. In the very same verse, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَ. Who amassed wealth and counted it, is another quality. الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَ. So, collecting wealth for one's necessities and keeping count of it is permissible in Islam. And it is not a sin. Make money, count your money, take care of your money. However, there are certain forms of amassing wealth and they are extremely harmful. Now, amassing wealth with this niyat would definitely take you to wail in the hellfire. Yani earning and hoarding wealth through unlawful means. Number one. It's a very big point to be noted, dear viewers, because doing so would land a person in wail. Failing to fulfill obligatory duties like zakat on accumulated wealth is a big sin as well. Being so engrossed in the pursuit of wealth that one forgets Allah Azza wa Jalla, neglects his prayer and other acts of worship, so on and so forth, right? All these actions, as I just told you now, because of traffic, because of other vices and situations, we are missing our salah. It's because of money, because of dunya. So Allah Azza wa Jalla dislikes such people. So when wealth is accumulated in such a way, it is extremely destructive and leads to ruin. It leads to destruction, brothers in Islam. Allahu Akbar. Do you want to know what destruction? Where it leads a person to? All our lives we chased wealth and money. Some people have even, I have heard people say, I have been born to make money. I have been born to create money, you know. What the Quran states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhaakumu at-takathuru hatta zurtumul maqabir. The desire of amassing wealth has made you heedless. Hatta zurtumul maqabir, until you saw the graves. Allahu Akbar. So we are reminded that we have come into this world for a limited time, and one day we will depart from here and we will be laid to rest in our qabrs, inshallah, azza wa jalla. We know this fact, right? But the desire for accumulating more and more and more and more wealth has made us heedless. That never stopped. Pata hai ki jana hai, pata hai ki zyada waqt nahi hai duniya mein, ye sab kuch pata hai. But this is how attractive wealth can be. This is how magnetic the pull and the power of wealth is. That it's not in your pocket, it's not in your account, it's somewhere out there. And we are greedy by hook or crook, we want it. Hurt the person, kill the person, whatever it may be. They are the strong ones in the family who are influential. They would not allow for the inheritance to even reach their sisters if the father has passed away, because that's wealth. Don't let go of it, keep it, because when it will finish, then what am I going to do? Where will I get more from? The tawakkul and the trust upon Allah is so weak that such vices are committed. When we become millionaires, we yearn to become billionaires. Thus, we are consumed by the desire of wealth, forgetting about death, forgetting about our qabr. Allahu Akbar, forgetting about the questions that will be asked by the angels in the grave, forgetting its darkness, forgetting that the qabr will press and compress us. Dear viewers, we're forgetting the accountability on the day of judgment. That's, this is what wealth does. So many things are to happen after you die, but imagine little wealth of the world kept us so heedless of these actions and these things. Instead, we are consistently striving for more and more and more. And we are spending our days and our nights in this pursuit. But whether we remember it or not, one day the angel of death, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wasalam, will appear. Our breaths will stop. We will take our last and final breath, and our souls will depart from our body. And thus, that's the moment and time when we're going to be lowered into our dark qabr, leaving behind all our wealth, jiha, all the money behind, the properties, the zameen, the house and vehicles and whatever we was fighting for. Everything will remain behind. Even you will not be allowed to take your checkbook and go in the qabr. Your coffin will have no pockets for you to take anything and go. It's just you and your actions that will be lowered into the qabr. And that will remain with you till the day of judgment. Your a'mal will be with you until the day of judgment. Your only companion in the grave. Allah Kareem, protect us. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from the love of wealth, strengthening our faith and improving our character. Allah Azza wa Jalla, protect us and guide us. So the love of this world enters the heart, and this love that drags a person into sins and harmful deeds. For this reason, the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla had stated in the hadith, dear viewers, Allahu Akbar, he says, do not amass property, otherwise you will become attached to the world. Today, one person owns over 300 properties, 500 properties, amassing and amassing and amassing. It doesn't end. It's never enough. The nafs is talking to you every day and telling you every morning, it's not enough. By the time the night comes for you to rest, the brain is working, what I want to do tomorrow. The daytime, the brother is slaughtering other people, using their hard-earned sweat and their time to build upon their backs. Less pay them, underpay them, don't pay them, make them work harder, so on and so forth. You know, a man came to the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do I dislike death? The Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla asked him, do you have wealth? The man replied, gee, I have wealth, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, send your wealth ahead. Yani, give charity, send your wealth ahead. For the heart of a person is with their wealth. If he sends his wealth ahead by giving in charity, his desires to meet it. But if he leaves it behind, his heart wishes to remain behind with it. Wherever your paisa will be, your heart will be there. See, they even made a pocket by the heart side, on the top pocket where we keep our money, dear viewers. It stays close to the heart, and a person is unable to let go of wealth of the dunya. One namaz would not make you cry as losing $100 will make you cry. That's how much of dunya has entered into us. Thus the time has come when we forget this dunya, forget the the things that makes us heedless from the remembrance and from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are important matters, brothers in Islam, that we adhere to and we understand what is pul sirat, what is the bridge of sirat, what will happen on the day of judgment when we're going to be made to cross the bridge of sirat. How will we cross this bridge of sirat? Allahu Akbar. Today we are laughing, we are joking. Every person will be made to cross over this bridge. It is narrated by Sayyidina Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I hope that those who were present in the battle of Badr and Hudaybiyah will not enter the fire. This is what the Prophet said. I hope that those participants, yani those who were present in the battles of Badr and Hudaybiyah, will not enter the fire. So she radiyallahu anha, Sayyidina Hafsa radiyallahu anha asked, she says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jalla has not mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak, and there is no one among you who shall not cross over hell. Allahu Akbar. This is inevitably decided matter for the responsibility of your Lord. It's something that cannot even be changed. Didn't Allah Kareem mention this in the Holy Quran Pak? Asked Sayyidah Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, upon which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied. He says, have you not heard the other verse? That Allah Kareem says, we shall then rescue the faithful ones and leave the unjust in it, fallen on their knees. Allahu Akbar. We shall then rescue the fearful ones, yani those who have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and leave the unjust in it, fallen on their knees. What a beautiful narration, subhanAllah. So first, from the first ayat, we learn that there is no one among you who shall not cross over hell. Allah has decided this for you and I, that we have to be there. It's a divine promise of Allah. Some would cross like lightning, others would cross like fast wind and horses and camel and slower, to the extent that some would be running, walking and crawling. Allahu Akbar. But it is a place where every person will have to pass over, dear viewers. So, from these narrations we learn that we will have to cross over the bridge of Sirat. And our pious predecessors made so much of dua, would cry so much. You know, crossing the bridge of Sirat is not easy, as we all know, dear viewers. Hazrat Sayyidina Jalaluddin Suyuti Ash-Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says once, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu anhu, all these are jannatis, sahaba ikram are jannatis, they are categorical jannatis, dear viewers. But he says, this great companion, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, began to weep in his home. His wife became worried and she asked, what has brought tears to your eyes, O my dear husband? And he radiallahu anhu replied, and he says, I recall the words of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and there is no one among you who shall not cross over hell. I recall this ayat, that there is no one who will be saved, but every person will have to cross over the bridge of Sirat. Sahabi Rasul, Jannati. Sahabi is crying already. And he says, I am unaware whether I will be saved or not. That's why I am crying. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu cried as per his wife. Hazrat Fuzail bin Ayyad radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the journey of the bridge of Sirat is 15,000 years long, meaning the distance as a fast horse covers in 15,000 years. Yani 5,000 years will be going up, 5,000 years going down, and 5,000 years going straight. In total, 15,000. And the bridge of Sirat is thinner than a strand of hair, sharper than the edge of the sword, and has been placed upon the back of hell, dear viewers. The person who is weak and anxious due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla will succeed in crossing the bridge of Sirat, according to these narrations. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, time has come, dear viewers, when we give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we seek forgiveness from Allah Kareem day and night, make different preps and different things, that how can we overcome these desires and how can we be saved from our carnal desires and never commit those sins and gunas which will make us ruthless, make us shameless. The immodesty which has left our society and our Islamic sisters and daughters, may it be returned, dear viewers. And then only we can have a peaceful society, a beautiful community. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla is our creator, and He wants us to live on this planet in the way He wants us to live, according to His choice and His desires, not ours, dear viewers. Because if you want to go into Jannah, and that's where Allah Azza wa Jalla wants to also send you, subhanallah, He wants to admit you into Jannah through His mercy, providing that we listen and we obey Him. and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Don't insult the Sahaba ikrama alayhim ridwan. Don't insult the awliyas, the friends of Allah azza wa jal. Do not insult the ulama and the scholars of the deen, dear viewers. Do not hurt the feelings of others, even if he is a normal Muslim person, a layman. Do not hurt the feelings of others. Fear Allah azza wa jalla consistently wherever you be, even when you speak, even if you are narrating a joke to make someone cheer and laugh. Don't become so ruthless and so heedless that a joke that you are saying is about Allah Azza wa Jal, about his angels, to make the next person laugh. A person will crack a joke about Allah Azza wa Jal and angels. Astaghfirullah. Do not contaminate your virtuous deeds with evil deeds, dear viewers. Do not take your iman to be something which is so light and easy. It is the greatest treasure. Protect it, value it, and make dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla every day that you must remain upon iman. And when your turn comes to leave this world, may we leave this world with iman as well. Allahu Akbar. Iman ke de maut, maut Madine ki gali mein. Iman ke de maut, maut Madine ki gali mein. Madfan mere mahabub ke qadam mein. Amin ya Rabbal Alameen. Thumma amin. We have come to the end of our program, dear viewers. Today we spoke about the valley in hell known as Ghay, Whale. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the hellfire as well. And we will be back, inshallah, azza wa jal, with our program called Treasures of Wisdom as well, inshallah. Until then, keep reciting durood and salawat upon Nabiya Kareem, Awfur Rahim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom.